Let's turn back the clock to the 1980s and Los Angeles. A hip-hop group with a provocative name abbreviated as NWA was creating a sensation and a lot of controversy. Their music was labeled gangsta rap.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
NWA's much-anticipated biopic Straight Outta Compton opens today. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, both the group's story and the making of the movie were filled with drama. And be aware, the N-word appears in this story as part of the hip-hop group's name.
Straight Outta Compton is a raw look at the rise of NWA, five tough, talented boys in the hood who became hip-hop icons, Dr. Dre and DJ Yella, MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Eazy-E, whose character in the film explains what NWA stands for.
Niggas with attitudes.
The movie shows how their attitudes were shaped by the Badlands of Compton, with its reputation for drugs, gangs, and a high murder rate. Tired of being racially profiled and harassed by the police, NWA's music shot back with obscene defiance.
Yo, Dre.
What up?
I got something to say.
This scene depicts their 1989 performance in Detroit, with local cops storming the stage and rounding up the musicians. The Police was one of their most inflammatory songs, prompting the ire of the FBI, politicians, and many others.
This kind of counter-cop resistance music existed before NWA, but NWA gave it its name.
Dan Charnas is author of The Big Payback, The History of the Business of Hip-Hop. He was also a writer for The Source magazine. He says NWA's diatribes against police brutality remain relevant. O'Shea Jackson, who goes by the name Ice Cube, was just 16 when he joined NWA to write what he called reality raps.
We always saw ourselves as street reporters.
Ice Cube says that hit song continues to be used during protests against the police from L.A. to Ferguson, Missouri.
This song was bigger than NWA at that point. It was an anthem. We just wasn't five guys crying wolf or complaining about our little incidents with the officers, but that it was a epidemic and it was everywhere.
The movie features vulnerable scenes of brotherhood and a poignant moment during the 1992 L.A. riots when the Bloods and Crips called a truce. The film shows NWA's musical beefs, their business dealings with manager Jerry Heller, and menacing incidents involving former bodyguard Suge Knight, who co-founded Death Row Records with Dr. Dre. Ice Cube is now a Hollywood actor and screenwriter. He's also one of the movie's producers. He says getting Straight Outta Compton made was rough.
It was hard to get the financing that we needed, to license all the music we needed, to also get a studio behind the movie that wouldn't treat it like a typical hip-hop biopic. Then, you know, we had calls and threats from Jerry Heller to Suge Knight, so it just was a mountain.
Ice Cube says he also had to convince Dr. Dre to drop his skepticism.
It's like, don't touch our history. Don't mess with our legacy. Don't mess it up. And I'm like, we're not messing it up. We're going to enhance it. I just told him that, you know, we're not going to be whack.
Dr. Dre eventually joined Ice Cube to produce the movie, but the whole venture took more than 11 years, says executive producer Bill Strauss, who began his career as a production assistant on Ice Cube's movie Boys in the Hood. After Eazy-E died of AIDS in 1995, his widow, Tamika Woods Wright, held the rights to NWA's music. Those rights had to be secured in order to make the movie, says Strauss.
I think a lot of people had come at her right after Eazy died. She'd inherited a lot of money, and I think that experience like sort of frayed her a little bit. You know, the first hour she seemed sort of guarded, but, you know, after a while it just became this, like, loving, and she told us so many stories about Eric. She took her shoes off. By the end of the meeting, she was crying.
Tamika Woods Wright signed on as a co-producer on the film. The movie, like NWA's music, is already being criticized for its misogyny. Casting calls offended many when they asked for, quote, the hottest of the hot girls with great bodies, light-skinned girls with small waists and nice hips, as well as medium to dark-skinned toned African-American girls who are poor and not in good shape. Decades after NWA's anti-female lyrics, Dr. Dre's new album, released last week, includes this song in which a rapper kills a woman.
Somebody better stop me, 'cause I'm a loose cannon. I can't stand myself, bad for my own health.
The song, supposedly inspired by the movie, is not in Straight Outta Compton, but executive producer Strauss says the first drafts of the script did include an infamous scene in which Dr. Dre brutally attacks TV host Dee Barnes during a record release party. That incident in 1991, for which Barnes filed a $22 million lawsuit, didn't make it into the final cut. Writer Dan Charnas says that's no surprise.
I don't expect Dr. Dre to be honest or introspective about the Dee Barnes thing because he's never been honest or introspective about the Dee Barnes thing.
Dr. Dre declined to be interviewed by NPR. Director F. Gary Gray says the movie left out a lot of important moments in NWA's story.
The original version of this movie was 3 hours and 30 minutes long, and the original script was almost close to 150 pages. And you just have to make a lot of decisions when you're in a process like this because you can't release the Gone with the Wind. They call it the Lord of the Rings version. It was so long. And we just had to really pick and choose, and I think we picked the right things to tell the story.
Grace says audiences might be surprised the movie is more than just a long rap video.
Some people say, hey, you know, it's something kind of Shakespearean about this movie. You have brotherhood and betrayal. You have tragedy and triumph. The rags to riches element of, I mean, think about it. Dr. Dre starts in a garage spinning on two turntables. Then he becomes a billionaire? That's crazy.
Not everyone from NWA's heyday is a billionaire or a movie star. Suge Knight is in jail awaiting a murder trial after allegedly running down two people during the shoot for a commercial of the movie. Still, NWA's music resonates across the country with tense protests over police brutality. When the pioneering album Straight Outta Compton came out in 1988, it went double platinum. Now Universal Pictures hopes NWA's story is a hit on the big screen. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News. Foster with your brother who is mother. Word to the mother, yeah, straight out.